A Russian aircraft carrier is headed towards Syria. Western officials fear it could be part of an effort to crush the opposition in the city of Aleppo. For now, Russia has reduced airstrikes to give fighters and others a chance to leave the rebel-held area. It's not the first time Russia has helped the Syrian regime essentially force people out of their cities. The U.S. and the U.N. have not been able to stop them, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, says his country is extending for another day a humanitarian pause so that civilians in need of medical care can get out of the rebel-held part of the city. But Russia clearly wants more. We're appealing to countries that have influence on armed groups in eastern Aleppo to convince them to stop fighting and leave, Shoigu says. The Russian Defense Ministry has posted webcams on the routes they say are open for rebels and civilians to flee. Russia has helped Syria force the surrender of smaller rebel-held towns. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he thinks Syrians want to leave Aleppo. But the UN envoy Stephane de Mistura says what people really want is not to leave the city, but to end the Syrian regime's bombing of Aleppo. And he's making clear the UN doesn't want to be part of a strategy that forces people to abandon their homes.
The UN never supports anything that is not a voluntary decision by the local population, and particularly when they are threatened, like has been the case in eastern Aleppo.
He says there are about 275,000 civilians in rebel-held eastern Aleppo now, many of them children.
My feeling is that, from what I'm hearing, that the people do not want to leave their places.
De Mistura says for now the UN will try to take advantage of the Russian pause to evacuate Syrians in need of medical attention. Russia and Syria have been bombarding hospitals and clinics in recent weeks in Aleppo, and the UN has repeatedly called for medical evacuations. There's also a broader ceasefire plan for Aleppo on the table, the UN envoy says, but that will require al-Qaeda-linked fighters to agree to leave the city and the Syrian government to respect the local administration and let the more moderate fighters stay. Secretary of State John Kerry doesn't have high expectations for this diplomacy, given the Russian and Syrian strategy to date.
Every bomb that's dropped by Russia and the Assad regime is radicalizing more and more people.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he welcomes Russia's humanitarian pause, but calls it the bare minimum. He says 500 people have been killed in airstrikes in recent weeks, more than a quarter of them children. And the question he says he's often asked is whether the UN has learned anything from the massacres in Srebrenica or Rwanda. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.